Let us take you on a journey, a kind of voyage that touches the heart in ways only a story like this can. Imagine, if you will, a place nestled in the eastern Himalayas, a place called Darjeeling. It's not just any place, it's a realm where magic breathes through the streets, where an ancient toy train powered by steam weaves through the hills like a ribbon of dreams. This train, with its history echoing in every chug and whistle, runs on tracks so narrow, it's a marvel of engineering and a dance of science and art preserved in motion. In Darjeeling, the air doesn't just carry the chill of the mountains. It's alive with the melody of languages. Nepali is the voice of this land, painting conversations with the hues of its culture, reminding us of the tapestry that is humanity. It's about connections, the invisible threads that bind us, made tangible through words. And amidst the linguistic ballet, the toy train continues its journey, a silent witness to the beauty and diversity of Darjeeling. But Darjeeling offers more than just scenic vistas and linguistic wonders. It's home to a legacy, a tradition that brews in the gardens of this land, tea. Or as we like to think of it, Darjeeling's liquid gold. This isn't just any tea, it's a brew that carries the essence of the mountains, a flavor nurtured by the unique climate and loving hands, a taste so revered it travels across the globe. The train in its early days was more than a carrier of passengers. It was the vessel that introduced this treasure to the world. And oh, the gardens where this tea comes to life. They are not just plots of land. They're canvases painted in green, where the fog hugs the earth in a soft embrace. Sipping on Darjeeling tea is like tasting the soul of these mountains, a reminder of the people, their toils, and the tradition that shaped this land. Yet Darjeeling's tale doesn't end with the tea or the languages. Beyond the lush gardens and bustling streets lies Kanchenjunga, standing tall, a sentinel in the clouds. On clear days, its majesty unfolds, revealing the sleeping Buddha, a sight so serene it speaks directly to the soul, reminding us of the awe-inspiring beauty of our world and a humble place within it. And then there is Lepcha Jagat, a hidden jewel just a whisper away from Darjeeling. Here among the pine forests and enveloping fog, silence reigns, offering a sanctuary for the soul. A place where one can truly connect with the essence of nature, untouched and pure. So, you see, Darjeeling isn't just a place on the map, it's a journey, an experience that weaves together the old and the new, where cultures converge and nature reveals its most intimate secrets. It's a lesson in preservation, a celebration of diversity, and an invitation to connect with the world in ways we often forget. Darjeeling, with its trains, teas, and tales, is not just a destination. It's a world unto itself, a treasure to be discovered, cherished, and remembered.